Hello everyone, welcome back to English with Lucy. Today I've got a video that will show you how you can ask native speakers anything. Maybe you want to know what a word or phrase means, or the difference between two similar words. Maybe you want to ask a question about culture, or maybe you want to help out other people that are trying to learn about your language and culture. The team behind the app, Hi Native, got in contact with me and asked me if I would be interested in trying out their app and seeing if I liked it. Well, I did that, and I didn't just like it, I loved it. It is such a good idea. It's fantastic for those burning questions that a dictionary just can't answer. Sometimes you have questions that you need to ask a native person. So today I'm going to show you, with the help of Hi Native, how you can ask native speakers anything. So firstly, what is Hi Native? Well, it's a culture and language Q&A question and answer application. You can ask native people questions about their language or their culture. The app supports over 110 languages. So if you're interested in languages apart from English, this will work for you as well. It works on both Android and iPhones, but you can also use it in your web browser on your computer. It's great for advanced users, but it's also really good for beginners because it has special forms that help you ask the question in a precise way. I'll show you that in a minute. The best thing about it? It's free. I know, unbelievable. It does have a premium version, which includes a few extra features, but the majority of it is absolutely free and it's completely usable. So it's perfect for anybody on a budget. You can even upload voice recordings of you speaking and get real feedback from real native speakers, and they can even reply to you with audio messages. So it really is amazing. Now, I've used the app a couple of times before, but I am going to create a new account with you guys so you see exactly how to do it and how easy it is. So let's get started with that. Okay, so I've just downloaded the Hi Native app. Obviously, I've already had a look at it, but I want to go from the beginning to show you guys exactly how you can do it and how easy it is. So, let's open the app. So, you can sign up with Twitter, Facebook, or Lang8, and you can also sign up with your email account. So, I'm going to sign up with my email account then. So my username will be English Lucy. My email, hello@englishwithlucy.co.uk, and my password. Okay, I'm going to choose my native language. Now I'm going to pretend that I'm a foreign person here, so I'm going to choose Spanish, I think, from Spain, and I want to learn British English. There we are. Okay. Next. Yes, of course I want the newsletter. Right, I'm going to have a go at asking some more questions. So, there are lots of different options. You can ask, does this sound natural? So the does this sound natural part means that I can write something and a native person will respond to me and tell me whether it sounds like natural English or not. Okay, let's test this out then. Let's see if I can make a small mistake. What will I say? I went to the shop for to buy potatoes. Okay, so I will post that then. And then people will vote whether it sounds natural, a little unnatural, unnatural, or I don't understand. Okay. Now there's something really special about the does this sound natural option, because you can record yourself reading out the sentence and people will tell you if your English sounds natural or not. And I know a lot of you will love that feature because I receive a lot of voice messages in my Facebook inbox. So let's try. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain. It's a sentence to practice the A sound. So, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain. Right, so I will post that. Right, let's have another go. What does this mean? what does. Okay, let's say to have cold feet. Let's see what people say about that one. Okay, what's the difference then? Okay, what about can and jar? That's one I've had the other day. So what's the difference between can and jar? Great. Okay, right. You can also have a free question where you can ask things about culture. Okay, well let's ask, when do people from the UK normally eat lunch? Okay, right, posted that. Right, so I've left it a little while, no longer than 15 minutes, and I'm now going to check all the responses I've had for my questions. So, oh, I've had a lot. Right, so, what is the difference between jar and can? Look, this amazing person has responded with pictures. So, we've got can. These are examples of cans, a can of Coke, a can of beans, and an example of a jar. Fantastic. So people can respond with pictures. And that explains it better than any words. Okay, then we've got... people are saying it sounds a little unnatural or unnatural. Yep, someone has said, I went to the shop to buy potatoes. So that four, that incorrect four, was taken out. Fabulous. What does cold feet, to have cold feet mean? Oh look, this fantastic person's responded again. They say, not literally, to feel like you're about to change your mind before it happens. People often say it about weddings when someone is nervous and starting to reconsider. Perfect! I'm so excited about this app, it's amazing! Okay, what about this one? The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain. Six people said I sound natural. One person said I sound a little bit unnatural. Who was that? Spanish, ¿será hijo de puta? So we have, when do English people normally eat lunch? Oh, we've got someone English. So one person called Nathan says, for myself, between 12 noon and 2 p.m. There's another person who hasn't understood the question. They say, most people do, but I don't. I said, when? And the other person, that lovely English puppy, says 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. So, I got my questions answered. I'm so, so impressed with that app. So if you're interested in downloading this application, all of the information is in the description box. Do you know, I am really, really impressed with that app. I can't believe I got so many answers so quickly. I'm genuinely going to use that for my Italian, actually. What a fantastic idea. Why has nobody done that before? That's genius. So yes, that's it for today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. Well, obviously you learned something. You learned how to use this fabulous app and get your questions answered by real native speakers. So I will see you very soon for another lesson. Mwah!